This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I think if you're listening to this radio show, you are. So thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's Paul at A21R.com. All right, it's a big world out there, 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're on it. You are it, the hamster in the cage on the wheel. Don't you feel that way? I mean, I do. I mean, seriously. Well, of course, that's what I do is news. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening to the radio show for the last couple of years, several years, actually. Since 2000, we've been on the air in one way, shape, or another. You know, I can't believe the number of shows. We're fast approaching just the documented shows of the last 2 years of 1,000 hours of playing time. You can actually get that information off of our podcast from Podbeam and Bean. Beam, Podbean, and also iTunes and TuneIn and so on. We have a lot of different places where the shows are preserved, and you can go back and archive them, listen to a lot of these shows that we've had on Agenda 21 Radio, which is, I think, very, very telling. And, you know, we're getting more and more exposure thanks to the Talk Monster, Red State Talk Radio. We are the number one show on the number one digital provider in the world. That's Red State Talk Radio. So please go to the website of Red State Talk Radio. If you want to listen to the show, there's actually a telephone number. I will be sharing that with you momentarily. Actually, in the next hour, I will be talking about that. And this is something, you know, we just don't get a number out there to people, and we need to. I know the trials and tribulations, the foibles, if you will, of being able to listen to talk radio now, because there's so much confusion as to what do we listen, what, how do you listen to it? AM radio is kind of going away. Terrestrial radio is going away. Everything's going to digital. Digital radio. Now, I do not think, and nor do I support the notion of taking out AM radio, and it's going to be an FM radio terrestrially. It will be around for a long time. Let's hope for hundreds of years. And it will be. Radio is radio. Now that we know about radio. And, of course, they will try some, you know, maybe we will lose the battle to the globalists. And as a result, what will happen is that we will not be able to have radios. They will seize our radios. They will take away our computers. And we will be mind-numbed robots again, as we were in the Dark Ages. However, I do not expect that to happen anytime soon, because we are winning, winning, winning. And as the tax cut program starts to move around and shake around, people are starting to find out what a historic moment it will be. Since the era of Ronald Reagan, we have never seen such a tax cut coming at us. We're going to be talking about that tax cut in the third hour with our own Chris Street. We have a lot to, you know, hey, Chris has got a lot to talk about today. We're going to force him into a corner and make him speak. Like we have to make him speak. anyway, you know, that's what happens when you sort of get tuned in to radio. Anyway, so Chris is going to be here talking to us about that and what's going on in California. So many strange things happening in California finance, and what we can expect in the net. We might even get out there and say, what about this new California business, and what is the viability of new California actually being able to get out there and be a new state, a 51st state, which I think it will be. And in fact, I know it will be. We're well on our way to making that happen. Okay, so we've got the Amtrak train situation. We're going to be talking about the Amtrak train situation. And was it a terrorist attack? The signs and symptoms of a terrorist attack are looming in this Amtrak incident. We're also going to be talking about Mueller, our favorite subject right now, Robert Mueller, and his little investigation and the unraveling of his investigation. And why, you know, we have said for a long time, there's no there there. We know who the Ruskies are that they're looking for. We know who Mueller is looking for. We know who those Ruskies are. The Ruskies that were collaborating with the Trump campaign about Hillary Clinton and talking about, oh my God, ISIS, and Hillary Clinton was terror financing, and oh my gosh, we bombed the snot, or excuse me, the Russians bombed the snot out of ISIS once they found out that it was Obama who was funding worldwide terrorism. So who are those Russians? Who are the spies that collaborated with the Trump campaign? Well, they're not even Russian at all. It's really kind of funny to think about it in those terms. They weren't Russians at all. No, they were red-blooded Americans doing what red-blooded Americans do when they are under the, I guess you would say, the jackboot of the totalitarians of Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. They fight back, and that's exactly what they did. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit. I think we're going to bring in Scott Bennett, not today, but tomorrow. Also, we are scrounging around for more information on what is going on with the Bureau of Land Management. Now, this is kind of an interesting story because we got an exclusive gambit of information in which we have been researching. We have our feelers out there. We have our people out in the field from American Exceptionalism News Network, and they are going to be bringing us information, we hope within the hours, about what in the world has been going on with the Bureau of Land Management. Reports have surfaced This is really a big, big story. Reports have surfaced to Agenda 21 Radio, and we have the exclusive on this, that the Bureau of Land Management in several sectors, at least three that we were made aware of, we know now, can tell you this, that it is widespread in the West at Bureau of Land Management offices. They are burning documents. They are burning documents, government documents, your documents. They are burning them. Now, what possible reason could they have to be burning documents? Now, this is not the first time we have heard of such things. Back in about 3 years ago, during the Galise Mining District in Josephine County standoff, in which the militias came out again and stopped the federal government Bureau of Land Management, an unlawful seizure was taking place, and they stopped it. We found out that when Clive and Bundy showed up to support the miners in that situation, the Bureau of Land Management started to commence burning of documents. Burning! You know, in war, you burn documents if you're a criminal, I mean, think about that. Criminal situations versus war. I mean, you've seen all those movies, and after, you know, they're about to be overrun, and they burn the documents, the secrets. Well, that's about what's happening with the Bureau of Land Management. They're about to be overrun by citizens of the United States of America. And the president does not cotton too much to that. That may, in fact, be why last Thursday they started to burn the documents. Oh, and I wonder if it's related to the Bundy trial. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Liberty Tour 7 is on. It is on. It will be in Yuba City, California, Northern California, and it will be featuring New California State. That's the New California State. This will be in celebration of the declared independence of New California from California. That will be happening on January 15th. January 15th. But the date for the Liberty Tour 7 will be February 10th. That's February 10th. So keep that in mind as you go forth. As you go forth wandering in the world. And I hope you're not wandering indiscriminately. I mean, that'd be good too, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Anyway, we've got some great stories to be talking about, some great things that we're going to be doing at the Liberty Tour. And you talk about what is really truly going on. We are going to be talking about, well, this whole independence movement, and we're going to be bringing you the information that you need to know about New California and the advantages of New California vis-a-vis California. I think you're going to find out just, it's kind of like a no-brainer. You know, you form a new constitution and you just say, hey, look, we're going to really restrict. We're going to choke off. We're going to choke off the legislative branch, and we're going to have a biennial, you know, a biennial legislature. They hate that notion in California, but that's fine. New California, we love that notion. And, of course, what that means is the legislature will only meet once every 2 years. Goodbye, bureaucracies. Goodbye, bureaucracies, and good hello and welcome. I guess you can say welcome to the non-jungle. Yeah, New California. And I'll tell you, more counties coming on board, which is really, 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 I think it's very telling. I feel like the world's greatest salesman, but the bottom line is I don't really have to sell a fantastic product. It sells itself. And that is exactly what we are seeing right now in the establishment of New California. So visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. And you can, judge for yourself what it's going to be for the New California. Anyway, okay, let's get back at it here. The situation that is really getting out of hand, I believe, is what is going on with this Amtrak train. This is a big story because it is considered by many to be a terrorist attack. A terrorist attack. Amtrak train was on its first run. This is the one that went off the rails, literally, in Oregon. Now, a lot of suspicion. I got a lot of overnight information from people. We will be visiting some of that information here shortly. But it is all starting to look like it was a terrorist attack. Some bullet points from Drudge. Amtrak train was on first run. Now, this run, what we mean by that, is that the train was literally on its first run on those rails. At least three killed in Washington. My understanding is that there's more than three. Six is the number that we're saying here. This came from CBS News yesterday. Amtrak train derailed on an overpass in Washington State Monday morning, with some of the 14 train cars careening onto the vehicles on a highway below. The crash left at least three people dead and roughly 100 injured. Now, we understand that number is six right now. We'll get clarity on this. You know, in the pursuit of finding victims and so on, it can be very, very ugly, obviously. They might get misinformation. So we like to remain on that number that they report, but then the reported number after that is six. That's what we're hearing right now. Authorities said the derailed train cars struck five motor vehicles and two semi-trucks on the highway at this time. All southbound. Okay. Tragic. Today's tragedy. Our tragic incident in Pierce County is a serious and ongoing emergency, Washington Governor Jay Inslee wrote in a statement. Trudy and I are holding in our hearts everyone on board and praying for the many injured. They are our top priority. First responders are treating the derail, blah, 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 blah. Okay, the Amtrak train 501, which departed shortly after 8 a.m. local time from Tacoma, was part of a new high-speed service that launched Monday morning. The train is able to carry up to 250 people, but Amtrak said there were approximately 80 passengers, five Amtrak crewmen, and one technician from Talgo, the train car manufacturer, on board at the time. The Cascade service from Seattle to Portland was supposed to be rated for a maximum speed of 79 miles an hour for the section they were derailed at in DuPont. According to passenger Chris Carnes, Kiro TV reports that the train was traveling at 81 miles an hour the moment before the derailment. Carnes, who was on board the train when it derailed, said the emergency doors on the train were not functioning correctly after the crash, and passengers had to kick out train windows to exit. CBS News reporter Chris Van Cleef reports the train tracks themselves are not owned by Amtrak. They are maintained by a freight railroad. All right. The tracks known as the Point Defiance Bypass are owned by Sound Transit, the Washington State Department of Transportation wrote in a statement Monday. The tracks were previously owned by Burlington Northern and Santa Fe and were used for occasional freight and military transport. Motorist Greg Mukai, who witnessed the derailment from the highway, described the incident as really scary stuff. We suddenly had to go from our 60 miles an hour down to zero as fast as possible, Mukai said. We were all avoiding one another, trying to avoid a collision there. We saw smoke and passenger trains hanging from the overpass of the freeway. Okay, now, enter possible terrorism. Now, this is the thing that I'm kind of giving you the prep now on the background of what happened. Flashback. Al-Qaeda threatened. Al-Qaeda targets D.C. to Boston line, hazmat cargo trains in DIY derailment. Now, this goes back to August 14th. See, the latest, okay, this is August 14th. And this is where we come into the terrorism thing. The largest issue of the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula's English language Inspire magazine. They have magazines and we permit this crap. Names Amtrak's D.C. to Boston, Acela Express, and several other specific passenger rail lines in the United States as prime targets for their new focus on train derailment operations that the group says has been more than a year in the planning stage. Inspire, which contains vivid pictures, instructions on how to build devices used for jihad, has served as an instructional guide for American jihadists who don't necessarily claim allegiance to Al-Qaeda. All right, now that's one of them. And I think we're going to come up to the break, so that's probably a good idea. Anarchists bragged about sabotaging tracks. This is another one. This has come from PJ Media last night. It says, ISIS shouldn't be the only terrorist group under suspicion for the Amtrak derailment in Washington this morning. The anarchist group says it's going down last April. And this is, what anarchist group was this? I believe this anarchist group is, who is? The anarchist group, It's Going Down. That's the latest, last April, bragged online about sabotaging railroad tracks in the Pacific Northwest to block fracking equipment from getting to its destination. The group has since deleted the post, possibly in reaction to today's Amtrak disaster. Well, and then there is Antifa. You know that nice little George Soros-supported group that's also got the support of Barack Hussein Obama? That is next. And ISIS, of course, who was sponsored financially by Obama to begin with. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, a lot of controversy about this part of the story. Now, I'm just laying it out for you. So, you know, and again, we're not fake news. We're probably the only real news out there. You know, it's interesting. There has been such a clash of the real news versus fake news. And now we all kind of know that CBS, NBC, CNN, ABC, XYZ, you know, the alphabet soup channels, the mainstream media, have been creating news. Now, I find it interesting, when you don't know how to report news, how to research subject matter, you create news. I mean, in their minds. That's why all this has been it's almost like I was saying last night about watching so much that's going on right now as sort of theater. Because all the information that we have been bringing to you for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years is now, for some reason, having a resurgent comeback in the mainstream media. They have discovered that, you know, perhaps weapons were being shuttled around during Benghazi. Really? Well, it's 2017. No, let's see, last time I checked, that was 2012. Yeah, they're kind of like late to the train here. Oh, did I say train? Anyway, so I'm just laying this story out to you so it's for your own consumption. You can take it either any way you want to. Now, my sources have indicated to me that Antifa, in the probability, I'm using that word probability, the probability that Antifa was involved is quite high. I'm not saying that definitely Antifa has been involved, but, you know, where there's smoke, there is fire. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the best thing I can say. Where there's smoke, there is fire relative to Antifa. Now, this is what we have. This comes from Gateway Pundit. Now, there's an argument going on. In fact, if you were to go to... Where do we get this? All right. Let me tell you, I got storied last night because of the Antifa business. Late last night, after the Tea Party meeting, I get stories coming into me and emails and calls and stuff like that. Midnight calls again. And this is concerning the train track incident. And much worse situations that may be coming down the pike, if you will. And so I was being apprised of this and assessed to this, and they sent me the stories that are going on. So I went to, the typical search engine business, and this is what I got about the Antifa versus train business and derailment. Antifa falsely linked to Amtrak train derailment by Wright. This is another one. Amtrak train derailment. Wright rushes to point finger at Antifa. That's from the Daily Dot. Com. I've never heard of the Daily.com. The other one was from Newsweek.com. And this one, train derails in Seattle, Antifa known to sabotage railroad. I got to wake up. I think it's time for a cup of brew. Excuse me. Oh, man, I'm making some solid stuff here lately. Panicked Antifa website deletes article about sabotaging. Amtrak crash did. Antifa caused the train crash in Washington. Now, this is another one. This is the Jalo Picnic. Jalo Picnic, whatever the heck that is. Twitter fools wonder if Amtrak train derailment was Antifa. Flashback. Antifa terrorists sabotaged train in Olympia. Okay, now, so I got reassurances from these people that Antifa is involved. Now, when I take a look at the disinformation folks, the mainstream media, and they're saying Antifa falsely linked to Amtrak, that's Newsweek, the Daily Dot, whoever they are, Amtrak train derailment, Wright rushes to point finger at Antifa, the Truth Revolt. Now, this is kind of interesting. The Gateway Pundit, Truth Revolt, and Gateway Pundit, I think, are pretty solid, quite frankly, for the alternative media. So that's, I'm letting you see where it goes. Amtrak train, did Antifa cause the train crash? That's the Project Republic Today. And Jalo Picnic, Twitter fools, if Amtrak train, or Twitter fools wonder if Amtrak train. Okay, these guys are asking, like, the questions. And finally, the Gateway Pundit. Antifa terrorists sabotage train in Olympia. Now, this happens to be, we know, that the Antifa group deleted this and their information about it yesterday. Now, that's what we know. You decide. I'm letting you decide. You have the tinfoil hat on. You are the great thinkers of America. Now, all these, you know, Ivy League guys, what morons, huh? Just morons. They're not great thinkers. They don't have tinfoil hats on. They got no game when it comes to the thinking game. You do. So I'm letting you determine for yourself. Now, I'm just a vessel out in this big, huge sea of fake news trying to bring some sanity back to everybody. That's what we do here at Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, but I'm going to go to and focus on what I think is a solid group of people, and that's the Gateway Pundit. Hello. Flashback, Antifa protesters and terrorists sabotage train in Olympia 3 weeks ago. Today, train wreck kills six. In late November, far-left Antifa terrorists sabotaged a train in Olympia, Washington. They were against fracking. This is how it goes. the police have raided an Antifa encampment in Washington, Oregon, following a train sabotage by Antifa fracking activists, but the anarchists claiming credit for the act have vowed to continue until every officer is down. The train was reportedly shorted using jumper cables, causing the train to stop. Since November 17th, dozens of anarchists have been camping on the tracks to prevent trains from transporting fracking supplies to the Port of Olympia. However, railroad companies have stated that there were no such shipments scheduled. On Wednesday, now this is Wednesday, sometime in that time frame of November, when was it? November 17th. It says, on Wednesday, Union Pacific Railroad officers were met by 20 to 30 masked protesters as they cleared out the encampment and swept it for bombs. Four of the people who were camping on the tracks refused to leave and were subsequently arrested, as were eight others on suspicion of obstructing a law enforcement officer. And there's pictures and so on. Twitter feed and so on. It says, police have raided and cleared out most of the Olympia, hashtag Olympia blockade. There are also reports that the train has left the port. This is still a victory and blah, blah, blah. Okay, they're fighting for Halliburton. On Monday, December 18th, six people were killed when a train crashed in Tacoma. Now, this is what we're trying to find out. And we're doing some research. Let's look and wait until we see what the safety people say. But I still think that obviously what we need to be doing is keeping our tinfoil hats at the ready. Because what is happening is we might not get the full information because they're going to deem it like top secret or something like that. But what we have been told, what we have heard, is that cement was placed on the tracks. And cement may have caused the derailment in Washington yesterday. Now, that would do it if you're traveling at 81 miles an hour. And they did it right before the bridge. The bridge that went right over Interstate 5, then the train collapsed down on the vehicles, killing people, six people. Antifa. Now, in these homeless encampments, I wonder if Antifa didn't start all the fires in Southern California and Northern California. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Now, we have been talking for quite some time about Jerry Brown being unhinged. And he's unhinged. He's a dictator. He's a we call him the dictator-in-chief. Not like an Indian chief. I don't want to disparage Indians. But he's truly a dictator. No disparagement intended for Indians, and I'm sure they don't take any disparagement offense to what I just said. Do you think they would? I don't think they would. Anyway, so here is a question. Now, this is information, again, well-sourced information, well-reliable information. You're going to be hearing about this, and you're going to be hearing about this long and hard, because we're going to be talking about the California fires. We're going to be talking about it. Well, we're going to spend some time on this segment, of course. But, you know, when you're talking about these Antifa encampments, these Antifa terrorists who are living out in, you know, various places where there's large amounts of vegetation and where they can hide in bushes and things like that and wear their masks and be deviant souls that they are, one might conclude, and rightfully so, that since they live in the bushes, they might be able to start fires very easily, or by accident, such as what we found in the Skirball fire in Los Angeles, the Bel Air area, in which we now know, in fact, it's kind of interesting, Cal Fire actually came out with a conclusion, a cause for a fire. All these fires, you know, just been going causeless. And they've all been started by man in some way. That's just what we have found. It's interesting. Not many of these fires have been caused by nature. And everybody kind of knows, all of a sudden, here is the problem that Jerry Brown and all these other morons have. They have the problem that everybody understands what geoengineering's about. They're starting to figure out this chemtrail thing. You're spraying us like bugs, and we see the chemtrails. And a lot of us older, see, had they just waited a couple generations, all of us people who would have remembered what contrails looked like back in the early days, and steam and compression and so on, but then a lot of that was spraying as well, when you think about it. So what happened... what was happening, if you will, to geoengineering and people learning about it and the forces of the alternative media coming together to tell the world that we are being sprayed like bugs, we are being harped into oblivion by radio frequency devices that were stretching and destroying the ionosphere, moving and shaking the ground, moving weather fronts, moving hurricanes. I mean, all this sounds like really preposterous stuff, but the fact is the science is there and they are doing it. All you need to do is look up and see the chemtrails. Nanoparticulate matter that's getting into our systems, everybody's systems, desiccating, making things thirsty, drying things out, and changing wind patterns. Now, it came up last night at the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, in which Jeanette Finnegan was the guest speaker, by one of a cadre of people. I mean, it amazes me how absolutely educated now people are about geoengineering and climate engineering. Now, this is the specific, deliberate modification of the weather patterns by man. Yes, it is. We're all kind of wondering, what about that $9 trillion shortfall that the Pentagon has? Well, you know, air forces around the world, mostly the United States Air Force, has been spraying us with these chemtrails for a long time. And pushing, of course, the California drought is legend. Right, Jerry? The weather modification in California is no... Listen, this is stuff that goes back to the 40s. I mean, we have documents to us that give specific trials and actual spraying campaigns from the 50s to see what the result was in rainfall in California. Huge documents done by the California Department of Water Resources. You know, same people that were monitoring and using the dam. So my question is this. These fires have all, in California, have all been orchestrated as fires for Jerry Brown. That's just my thinking. And the proof of that was this 60 Minutes charade that he put on a week ago, following the fires that all broke out in Southern California. Now, I wonder if this train incident, and if it was, and again, these are the ifs. This is where we're going, though. These are the ifs. There's no ands or buts here. These are just ifs. Forget the buts. Forget the ands. If Antifa is found in camps and encampments out in the middle of the bush in Washington State and around in Oregon, and if they're responsible for train sabotage, which, by the way, is not treated lightly in the law, you want to talk about the law coming down on you heavy. Try messing with a train. You'll find out what happens. It's a whole different category of federal law, and you go away for a long time. So in this incident on November 17th, they used jumper cables to apparently short-circuit a train. That's sabotage. And therein lies the problem. Of course, this story, everything went down. Their braggadocious behavior about it went down as soon as this incident happened yesterday. So my point is this. If they're capable of derailing trains, if they're capable of sabotaging trains, why wouldn't they be capable of setting fires in California? Obama could be striking again. The One World Order is here, and Jerry Brown knows it. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, the Liberty Tour 7 is on. Liberty Tour 7 is on. We're going to be having some fantastic speakers. It's going to revolve around, of course, New California, the New California State Movement. And we want you to definitely be involved with that. Look forward for information on Agenda 21 Radio and also on the website for newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Now, those of you that are inclined, we are asking you to go to newcaliforniastate.com and provide for us any input, any information you might have about the Declaration of Independence for New California. We are declaring our separation intent from California to become a new state. We are laying down the law from the Constitution. We are exercising our constitutional rights from Article 4, Section 3. Now, we're just going to do it because we're citizens, and we are compelled to do it. We are ordered. It is our responsibility to do this because we are being failed by the current regime in California. They are failing to provide for us a Republican form of government, which, by the way, is in absolutely a major part of why we have a Constitution in the first place. States must guarantee that to its people. And that is not happening in California. We no longer have a Republican form of government. We are declaring that we are living in a tyranny. A tyrant is in charge. So that's just not the way it's supposed to be in good old America now, is it? No, it's not. We fought that one in 1776. And we will stand for liberty again in New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and please feel free to email me at paul@821r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.